Here you are then, Rob.
Hmm?
One vodka martini.
Oh, thanks.
Quite a view, isn't it?
One of the reasons I picked this apartment. The Thames certainly beats the Hudson.
Yeah.
And maybe just a shade more attractive than that horse trough you have in Wagoner's Walk.
What's wrong with it?
Well, don't tell me that's the reason you won't move in here with me.
Oh, look, we've been through all that.
Only a joke, Rob. We are scratchy tonight.
Sorry.
You had a hard time at work?
Not especially.
Well, what then?
Ah, it's nothing.
That I can see.
Look, I didn't come here to bellyache to you.
Oh, come on, Rob. What are friends for?
It's Matt and Lynn. They know.
You finally came clean.
She guessed. Put two and two together after you collected me from the restaurant that night.
Shrewd.
Well, everyone doesn't have your kind of aura.
And she went and told her old man,
hmm? No, she didn't do that. She must have thought the shock might kill him. She just told me I wasn't to take her kids swimming anymore. Oh. In so many words.
What a medieval attitude.
Oh, she isn't the only one. Her ex-husband heard through the grapevine. It seems like my personal life's a burning topic of conversation at Hampstead dinner tables these days. He was hot foot round to the Prior's place to protect his son's virtue. That's how Matt found out.
And was he equally liberal?
In a way, I'd have expected him to hit the roof. But he was just cut up. Like Mum might have been if she'd known. I'm not sure that wasn't worse. A slanging match I could have coped with.
Right.
But he kept saying, why didn't you tell me?
Well, why didn't you?
I'd come to look on him as a father.
Well, not to begin with, surely.
I mean, why the hell should I tell people right off?
Well, if you're not ashamed of what you are, you can tell people
anything.
I'm
not the type who wants to wear a badge about it either. Look, straight guys don't have to go around saying, hi, my name's Joe Bloggs, I'm hetero. So why should I have to advertise the fact that I'm not?
Because it's simpler that way. Because it saves the sort of aggro you're going through right now.
All right, so you tell them. They think you're going to molest anything in trousers.
Lynn overreacted, that's all.
Sophie was just as bad. When she found out, she thought I had an ulterior motive for offering to help Matt. What should I do?
Don't try to run with the hare and hunt with the hounds.
What?
Come on, let's go inside.
Don't forget your drink.
Okay.
Look, you say you don't want to move in with me. Well, fair enough. I said no strings. But at least let me take you around a bit, huh? Show you my world. Well, your world, too. Like, what are you doing over Easter?
Working.
You're open over Easter?
Yeah, Saturday and Monday.
Why not come to Mykonos with me instead?
You're joking.
Yeah, a friend of mine's got a villa there. He's throwing a house party.
Oh, I can't let Lynn down.
Well, she seems to have let you down. Oh, forget Priors for once and come with me to Mykonos.
Hello? Anyone at home? Cliff?
He isn't here, George.
Oh, good morning, Shirley. Sorry to barge in.
I thought he was with you. He was going over the road to see if you and the Patels were ready to start moving the furniture.
Oh, I came across to ask him the same thing. Oh. We must have missed each other.
Well, you better stay out till he gets back or you'll be boxing and coxing all morning. Do you want a coffee?
Oh, not if you're busy.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were doing some of your Open University work.
Oh, no, I was just looking at some old photographs, actually. Oh,
I can spend hours looking at snaps. Are there any of your mother?
Not in this album, no. It's mostly Wales, actually. Ones we took on holidays different years, you know.
May I look?
Well, there's some of Cliff when he was small. His mum gave them to me when we were down once.
I got some of myself so high. One's mother kept in my sailor suit. Yeah. Oh, he was a bonny baby, wasn't he?
Yes.
He must have been only a few weeks old in that one.
And there he is at 10 with his brother Idwell. Uh-huh. That's the view behind the house. You can see right the way up the valley from there.
Will you be going down there again this summer?
You try keeping Cliff away.
I'm afraid your holiday was ruined last year.
Getting the news about Mum.
6 months now, almost to the day.
Yeah.
I think she'd be happy if she could see me moving in here today.
Yes. I reckon she would too, George.
Especially now we've ironed out our differences.
Most of them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get round the front door problem somehow. where there's a will, as they say.
Well, I'll go and put the kettle on. Mm-hmm. When's Arthur moving in?
Oh, after Easter. He phoned last night.
Best get yourself settled in before you have to cope with that problem.
Oh, I'm sure Arthur won't be too much of a problem. After all, we'll be in separate flats this time.
But will you be able to keep them separate?
Move his furniture and disappears off the face of the... Oh, there you are, George.
Sorry we missed each other. Shirley's been keeping me amused with your baby photographs.
Why, what?
These delightful photos of you and the all together.
What the hell's she doing with those?
I was dusting the bookshelf and came across our Wales album. They were inside it. Oh. I'll take it back now, shall I, George? Oh. You and Cliff have got better things to do than look at family snapshots. Oh, there you are, Rob. Good morning.
Morning. Just checking the bar.
Could you stop a moment? I want a word with you about Easter.
Well, staff arrangements, you mean?
They won't be necessary. I've decided to close for the 4 days after all.
Oh. How come?
I want to be with Jeremy. He's going back to his father next week.
But I thought...
It's only temporary. I hope. Until we get the court's decision reversed. Meanwhile, it might prejudice our case if we keep him against Peter's wishes.
I see.
So, I want to make the most of Easter. Give him a really good time. I doubt if we'll lose much business with so many people away.
But you won't be needing me at all, then?
Not at the restaurant, but Matt and I... We were wondering if you'd be free on the Monday.
Well...
The point is, we asked Jeremy what he'd most like to do over the holiday, and he said, just mess about on the heath with Rob and Alexis... I know what you're thinking.
Perhaps you reckon you'll be safe with Alexis there.
I'm not very good at apologising, Rob. You were right. I behaved appallingly. Of course I know that Jeremy's as safe with you as he is with me.
Thanks.
Now I sound condescending, I suppose. Why do things never come out the way you mean them? All I'm trying to say is... I'm sorry. And will you come out with us all on Easter Monday? It's what Matt wants, too. Oh, please, Rob. The family won't be complete without you.
Come on, Manji. Get your flaming skates on. What are you doing in there anyway? Manji! Manji!
Here. Excuse us.
Hello, Debbie.
What are you doing with a wardrobe in the middle of the pavement?
We're just moving some stuff over the road. I'll move it out of the way, shall I?
Yeah, well, don't strain yourself. Oh. For God's sake, you'll start him off.
What?
Don't you dare.
Tell me, how is everything?
Fantastic.
I heard, you know, that you'd sort of had him, okay?
Oh, yeah, it was a doddle. Thanks for the greetings telegram.
You what?
That you and Shirley sent. That made my day. Didn't you know about it?
Well, me? Oh, yes. Of course I did.
Liar. Well, thank her anyway. I never had a chance at Mike's party.
Well, were you there?
I work there, don't I? Go on. Look if you want to. You can't bite.
Oh,
worst thing you can do at the moment is throw up.
Oh, yeah. He looks fine.
Yeah. He's all right when he's not bawling.
What have you called him?
Samuel. Sam.
Samuel?
What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
Even if there was, it'd be none of your business.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can't stand here all morning. We've got an appointment at the hospital.
Something the matter with him?
Nice work. I'm doing a series of articles on the maternity ward. I'm interviewing some of the staff, some of the patients.
Hey, come on. You're not working already, surely?
Well, I've got to keep body and soul together somehow, haven't I?
Oh.
And stop myself going mad. Now... If you could kindly call Manji so that you can move that wardrobe out of the way, we'll be on our way.
Hello?
Hello, Rocky. I thought you weren't in. Oh, it's me.
Rob, how are you feeling today? Less doom-laden?
Much less.
Ah, good.
Lynn apologized.
What? Oh, that's great.
Well, look, I rang about Easter. I'm going to be free after all.
What happened? She give you time off as a penance?
No, but she has decided to close the restaurant. So, if your Mykonos offer's still open...
Need you ask?
Well, count me in.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, there's just one snag.
Which is?
My wardrobe isn't exactly geared to posh parties in the sun.
Ever hear of Rocky Rollins? He's quite a good friend of mine. He'll have you kitted out in no time. Bermuda shorts the lot. What are you doing right now?
Nothing till 6 o'clock.
Well, I'll come straight over. Or is that still frowned upon?
No, it's all right.
Great.
What'd you feel like for supper, Cliff?
Oh, whatever simple. Fryer?
You had a fry-up for lunch.
So I did.
Not that you ate much of it. Cliff, I wish you'd talk to me.
I don't mind what we have for supper. When we get some fish and chips...
I don't mean about food. About what's got you in this mood.
I'm not in any kind of mood.
I thought you'd be just the opposite tonight. Thought you'd be all cock-a-hoop because George is in your debt about the move.
Look, you didn't tell me you sent Debbie a greeting telegram in hospital.
But you aren't interested in the baby. You don't want to know about it.
No, I don't. Only...
Only what? Is that why you got drunk celebrating the night he was born?
I did say something then, did I?
Nothing that made sense to anyone but me.
Who told you?
Jessie Brewer. Oh, she didn't realise. I was probing. I wasn't going to say anything to you, and you... Well, I think it's better that we talk about it, love.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But it was only natural for you to be pleased. Far more natural than making out you didn't care at all.
I don't care. It's just... Oh, hell, I saw him this morning. Outside the shop.
I saw him at the Herald. He's lovely, isn't he?
Well, babies look the same to me.
He's just like you, you know.
Oh, do you think so? I didn't notice.
Cliff, please. We've got to be straight with each other. She's going to be living across the road. We'll be seeing them all the time. It's no use pretending he's just any baby or that we won't sometimes be affected by his existence. Well, it would be easier if he looked like her, I will say that.
He may look like me, but that's as far as it goes. Oh, sure. If only he was ours. If only he was ours. That's all I could think of when I saw him lying there.
Yeah, I know. That's all I could think of, too. ¶¶